My mission is to teach you how to create and stick to a plan for your money that you believe in and that you love so that you can have less stress and more freedom. That's the Budget Effect. And this is the Budget Effect Podcast. Welcome in. Thank you for being here today. Like I just said, my mission is to help and support as many women like you as I can with motivation, support, step-by-step help. One way you can support me is to subscribe to and follow this show on Apple and Spotify. That is actually a great way to support podcasters, and I really appreciate it. Alrighty, let's get into today's episode. I get it. You have a lot going on. Even if you truly believe in slowing down and doing less and simplifying things, it is really hard when you have a job and kids and a home to care for, other things going on, and now you're also focusing on your money and your budget, and it's a lot. And as I always say in my mission, I want to help you stick to your budget. And as a busy mom, how can you stick to anything? How? You can make it simpler. That is like my motto. What can I simplify? What can I throw away? What can I get rid of? So in this episode, we are going to discuss a few ways to simplify things for you so that you can stick to working on your finances even when you have a lot going on. I also want to mention that paper clutter seems to be a big pain point for lots of people. And since budget and money stuff is included in that, we'll be touching on paper clutter today. So if that's a problem for you, you are in the right place. Okay, let's get to it. Here are three ways to simplify your personal finance work in your home. So my first idea for you is cut down on payment methods, have one way to pay. I talked about this a little bit last week when we talked about how can you stick to tracking your weekly spending, have one way to pay. It's also just overall makes your finances simpler. So I have one bank. In that bank, I have two cards. I can pay with my credit card or my debit card, but it's all hooked up to one bank. If I pay with Venmo, it comes out of that account. If I pay with a check, it comes out of that account. It is one bank account in opposition to like store credit cards. I only have my one bank credit card. I do not have any store credit cards that I use. I stopped that a long time ago. I do not miss it. I have never missed it since I stopped. Yes, you might get store points, you might have store credit or coupons, and you have fear of missing out if you don't use your store credit card for your specific store. But like I said, guys, I cut that out several years ago, and I have not missed it. I get points on my credit card, like so I can build up points and, you know, buy airline tickets or gift cards, whatever comes with the points. I actually don't cash them in a lot. I probably have a lot of points on there right now, but I get points on my credit card. I am not missing anything. It is only making my life simpler that I do not have all those other ways to pay. I just have one way to pay. So that is what I have to say about that. Again, I said last week we talked about how I really want you to write down your spending each week. If you have all those different ways to pay, that is going to be so difficult. But if you just have one way to pay, it's pretty easy. So one way to pay. It rhymes. Chant it with me. One way to pay. Okay, that's weird. But one way to pay, that's my suggestion. Another way to lessen your load is to automate everything. And maybe you already have some stuff automated, like bills automatically being deducted from your account. But seriously, I want you to get everything automated. I want that to be your goal, not just a couple things automated. Anything you have to pay for the month, you can automate. Any bills, any like debt you owe, you can get paid automatically with direct deposit. So anything you can automate, we need to automate. We live in the 21st century. We just need to take advantage of living in the 21st century where we can automate everything. Now, some people don't want to automate because they feel like then money will just get pulled out of your account when it's not there, like you're not ready for that automatic payment deduction. But then you just need to start budgeting better. And I can help you with that. That's my mission, to help you learn how to budget. And that's the solution to worrying about money getting pulled out when it's not there, a better budget. Okay, now that we have everything automated that we possibly can, what do we do with the rest that can't be automated? I have a simple system for how I collect incoming financial stuff, and it's just having a notebook. You have a notebook or a folder, but I actually like a notebook because then you can write notes in it as well, where you stick everything for the month. So I just have a composition notebook. And I used to do my budgets in here. So I'd have like my January budget in this notebook, and then I would use it as a folder. So like I'd get mail that I need to take care of. I would open it, throw away the envelope, throw any junk in there that I don't actually need, and keep the statement or the part of it that I need and just stick it in that notebook every day. Then paper clutter is not on your counter. You have a spot for it. You just stick it in this notebook. I need to take care of this. You're in January, you need to take care of it in February. Well, it's already in there. And if you're doing what I tell you to do, which is tracking your spending each week, closing out your budget at the end of the month, creating a new budget for your next month, everything you need to do that will be in that folder or that notebook, because you stick it in there as soon as you get it. So you never have paper clutter filling up a drawer or a basket or just sitting on your counter. All you got to do is open it up, stick it in that notebook. That's in the right spot. And it's just a notebook. Like, you can stick the notebook in the drawer. You don't even have to have your notebook sitting on the counter. So I literally have done so much better with paper clutter since I simplified like this. I have my one finance notebook where I stick all my upcoming bills, and I have a binder that I like keep, contracts, my insurance policies, my investment, like statements I put in that binder. So I don't just keep everything like that in my finance notebook. My finance notebook is like stuff I gotta do. Stuff I just wanna keep goes in the binder, but I don't keep that much. And I just have a three-hole punch. As soon as I get it, I stick it in the binder where it goes. Taxes is the only thing I have a separate folder for. I also have a separate folder for that, and that's my taxes folder. So I have one notebook, one binder, one taxes folder. Also, if you have your notebook, like I said, I like a notebook better than a folder because you can make notes. So if I don't have to keep something, I won't. Okay, so my son is on a baseball team, and the payment is due in January. And we usually get the amount, like we sign up for this in August, the payment is due in January. So in August, I flip over to the page that January is going to be on in my notebook, and I write baseball payment due. And I also write it in August and September, baseball, October, baseball, November, baseball, December, baseball. So what did I have to write? August, September, October, November, December, January. That's six words. I had to write baseball six times, and I will not forget it. It's on every page of my budget. I will remember to pay that. I can throw away anything else. I can delete the emails that come through. I just wrote one word on my budget in that notebook, and I know what I got to do. Same with like if I get a field trip thing from school that I need to pay for, first of all, I'll just try to do it right away. If I could just take care of that right away, I don't have to stick it anywhere. Just take care of it right away. But if I can't, then I stick it in the notebook, and you don't have that much time to pay for a field trip, but if I'm tracking my money on Saturday, that's in there on Saturday, and I can take care of it. It's not floating around my counter to get forgotten. it's not in my head, my mental load. I stick it in that notebook. I know it's there. I know I can take care of it on Saturday. You just need a little bit of a system. This is it. Like I said, anything you can pay right away, pay right away, but otherwise stick it in your notebook. Getting all this in place is actually just one more thing that's actually going to help you in your motherhood journey. I am never here to tell you that you are not doing enough or that you're doing things wrong. I say it all the time that my mission is to support you in having more freedom and less stress. So if you do this, and it's simple, like once you get this in place, a notebook where you stick things, like that is simple and it's going to be off your shoulders. It's going to be less stress. It's going to be less like things in your head that you got it, that you know you got to take care of, but you're not really taking care of. It's just in your head that you got to take care of it. Stop. We want less stress. So just get yourself this notebook where you're going to do your budget. Even if you haven't started budgeting yet, stick with me on this. Get yourself a notebook where you're going to budget and start sticking this stuff in there instead of having it on your counter. Okay. So next point. Once you figure out the base of your budget, like basically your budget stays pretty much the same every month. Yes, there are some things that change. Your December budget is going to have different things you need than your March budget, but the base of it, like all the bills you got to pay and the basic, your food, your gas, it's basically going to stay the same each month. So once you figure out that base, once you have everything in your little notebook where you keep everything and you've simplified everything, you only have one way to pay, then this will all go so much faster and so much easier. And it is going to move you forward in so many ways, even beyond money. Like I said, this is going to help us reach our money goals, but dang, you just figured out your paper clutter. You just figured out a method for paying your field trips. Like this is going to help you. That is the budget effect. This helps you way beyond money. That's the budget effect. That's what I'm talking about here. So have you followed the show yet? I'm here every week, not only to remind you that you can do this, you got this, but also to give you actual support. Actual steps to keep moving in the right direction. So hit follow or hit subscribe and let's keep going. I am wishing you less stress, more freedom, and many money goals met. See you next time.